Nazi ideology. He claims the move will allow the government to reinvestigate certain organisations and shun those to be extremists. Some critics say it'll put freedom of speech at risk, but the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, says there are legitimate concerns.
What I said on the steps of Downing Street a few weeks ago, that there has been a worrying rise in extremist activity, which is seeking to undermine our democracy, our values, and stir division. And it's important that government has the tools that it needs to protect against that threat.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's confirmed we won't be heading to the polls on May the 2nd, the day of the local elections. There's been speculation he could call a national ballot for the spring. Russia is suspected of jamming communications on a carrying Defence Secretary Grant Shapps yesterday. GPS signals were reportedly blocked for about half an hour as he passed the Russian territory of Kaliningrad, travelling back from Poland. The 17-year-old boys admitted killing a 15-year-old schoolgirl in South London last year. Elian Andam was repeatedly stabbed while walking to school in Croydon in September. Sport and Rangers have gone out in the last 16 of the Europa League following a 1-0 defeat to Benfica at Ibrox. It meant the Scottish Premiership leaders lost the tie 3-2 on aggregate. But manager Philip Clermont says they've asked much more from his players.
I'm proud what I saw. I saw a team who was brave. I saw a team who took the domination of the game. And then it's about taking the important moments around 16 in 16, what we didn't do enough.
West Ham are through to the quarterfinals after thrashing Freiburg 5-0, winning 5-1 on aggregate. And Liverpool have thrashed Sparta Prague 6-1 at Anfield to reach Europa League quarterfinals 11-2 on aggregate. Brighton's 1-0 win against Roma wasn't enough as they were eliminated 4-1 overall. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
Gravity. That was 26-year-old singer-songwriter from Merthyr Tydfil, South Wales, Bryony Sear. She has been playing the guitar since the age of 12 and has supported the likes of Molly Tuttle and Rachel Bayman. She has performed everywhere from the British country music festivals to Tadstock. We just played for you there her title track album taken from her 2020 EP called Personal Monster. It's a track that she worked on with Charlie Francis. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Following last week's CTC Festival, which was absolutely amazing, by the way, I was such a big fan of this year's Barrel House tent stage and was so happy to finally see Carter Faye live and meet Harper Grace too. It got me reflecting about country talent on our own side of the pond. I think that this year was definitely the most balanced year, I think, of the festival that I've seen so far. There were plenty of British acts on the stages outside the arena, though I do hope one day to see a British act inside the arena sooner rather than later. In my reflection upon British country music, it got me thinking about Welsh country music. I'm very familiar with a lot of English country music artists like the Shires, Jade Helliwell and Kezia Gill and the Wandering Heart. However, the Welsh have a really strong country scene too, and so earlier in the week I caught up with Welsh country star Eileery. She has not long released her LP called Carnival, and so at 1:30 I'll be sharing with you all her views on Welsh country music and her experience working with Leon Stanford. But in the meantime, let's dive into more Welsh country music, shall we? This next performer is a laid-back country pickup from West Wales, taking inspiration from the heartbreaking and epic country songs of the Appalachian Mountains and Roaming Plains and the swagger and style of the honky-tonks and dive bars. This is Josh Bedis with My Two Feet.
Putting miles behind, trouble is when you're on the road. Sets my soul a-soaring deep inside my bosom, gets my heart a-good red. I was born too wrong. My two feet bring me home. Where I hang my head, I call my paint a picture, looking in a rearview mirror, memories getting dimmer, and time's long gone. My two feet bring me on, hang my head, I call my home. My two feet bring me back where I belong.
Every single one of us has has a hard time. We'd be lying if we say that we don't. We're running this that way, trying to find a good way of keeping up and keeping afloat. On the 365, we duck and dive, all doing what we think we are. But you can't find it there, just pulling up a chair, dancing with the devil's daughter. Gotta take time, make time, each and every way. Maybe shaping the nation, keep it scratching your gonna do list. You can worry about the future, fret upon the past, but neither one exists. We all looking for a sign that we're doing just fine, keeping the dream alive. I tell you, go get kissed or you may never be missed, 'cause no one's getting out alive. So if you wanna be
That was Silver Spark with The Last Time. One half, Carly Beam from Wales, representing tonight's special feature on Welsh country music. I interviewed both Carly and Matt from Silver Spark on the last broadcast of 2023. They previously made rock, well, soft rock kind of music before navigating towards their current country music sound. Earlier this month on Instagram, they announced that they will be releasing more new music soon. So ensure you are signed up to their mailing list. You can do so by heading over to the website silversparkmusic.com. In order to do so. In 15 minutes time though, I'll be sharing with you an interview with Aleary. She too is a Welsh country singer. BBC Six Music have dubbed her as Casey Musgraves meets London Grammar, so be sure to stay tuned for that one so you don't miss out. Time now to listen to further Welsh country music tracks. This next band have a passion for country music and formed back in 2012. After meeting through their solo gigs, they quickly realised how well their voices blended together, both being deeply inspired by the likes of Lazy Antebellum, The Shires and Little Big Town. Laura and Dan, better known as Dusty Road, playing for you now on The Night Shift with their track called Bar None.
to college to work on her knowledge. He learned all that he could from the streets. He stayed in his hometown, kicked dirt on his own ground, and she knew that he'd always be her last boy. Her never grows up old. Something about him pulling her in, just a tie that she'd never outswim. Her last boy. Her never grows up old. Tried to forget.
Night shift tonight, very exciting special guests all the way from the land of Tom Jones and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I have Aleri on the program with me tonight. So you've actually earned quite a lot of titles during your career so far in country music. Some people have described you as Kacey Musgraves meets London Grammar. You've been called Swansea's answer to Faith Hill. But how would you describe your own music?
I'd say it's a mixture, really. It's evolved, definitely. My sound's evolved from like the first EP I did was quite folky poppy, and then I've loved country music throughout. So my first sort of country album Earthbound kind of really cemented that in my sound. But I've got elements of rock and pop, especially into some of my newer stuff's quite poppy. I've got a bit of kind of rock elements, so it's a little bit of a mix, but I'd say it's broadly country.
Now, at the age of 19, a very, very brave age 19 it is, you ventured out on an American road trip. What were your stops along the way on your trip?
So I was actually a student out in North Carolina, which is like how I got to kind of go out there, and it was a really, really cool experience. So I was doing the theater program there, so we did a lot of musical theater and dance and all that sort of thing. And then on the weekends and part, we had days off and things, and we took trips out to loads of places now. So we went to South Carolina. I was desperate to get to Nashville, so I dragged anyone who would come with me to see Nashville in Tennessee. I went up to Chicago then and around to New York as well.
Now, obviously, aside from Tennessee, I feel like that would be everyone's favourite state to visit, especially if you listen to country music. But aside from Tennessee, what was your favourite state?
I really like Chicago as a city. I haven't seen much of the rest of Illinois. I haven't seen much of the rest of that state though. So I definitely love Chicago as a city.
Now, like you said, that you went over initially to study, and then obviously you got to have this amazing weekend trips, and you got to visit a lot of places, that have a lot of different music scenes as well. So how do you think all those trips and your experience in America, how do you think that's then shaped the kind of music you're releasing today?
I think it just gave me like more of a insight into like the storytelling of American country music and Americana. And I think that element's so important in my songwriting, even if I'm bringing in like pop elements or like production that's slightly different, like the storytelling has to be there for me. So I've like grown up listening to artists like Dolly Parton is an amazing storyteller, James Taylor, Taylor Swift is an amazing storyteller. So I've grown up listening to all these artists, and then going out and seeing artists playing like the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, even like artists playing in New York City, like jazz and things, like there's so many like stories that they tell, and Americans love telling a story. So it was a really, really cool experience. And I think that's the kind of through line through all of my music, even though there are some different sounds.
And I think like you just said there, in your music, you've got such a mixture of influences that you can hear about all of your projects that you've released. You can hear a bit of Miranda Lambert, like you said, Taylor Swift, James Taylor. And I think you can especially hear James Taylor's kind of influence on a track called Burn the Candle Down. And you duetted that song with another artist called Leon Sanford in the song. How did that collaboration come about?
It's funny you say that now. I feel like Leon Sanford is like a Welsh James Taylor as well. So that's really cool. I'm sure he'd love me to say that about him. I actually wrote the song with two amazing artists. And we wrote this song in Bristol with a writer called Rachel Walker Mason and Nina Sundstrom. So we had a full day of songwriting, and I think this was the first one that we came up with. And I was like, I've never written a kind of a love song. And then by the time we'd written the second verse, we were like, I think this has to be a duet. Like, it would make so much more sense coming from like two perspectives. Maybe these two people are going through the same thought process, but they're just saying like, okay, well, maybe just tonight we'll find this sort of common ground of we'll just enjoy tonight, and then wherever life takes us after this, we'll see how it goes. That's kind of the story behind it. And like, it could kind of be any situation. Like, I, in my head, it was like, it's all kind of fictional, kind of based on like my experiences, but in my head, like someone, maybe they're going off to a war and they're like, that's their last night with their girlfriend, or maybe they're going to split up, or like whatever the kind of story is. It's just like, let's have this one night. And yeah, I can't think of anyone better to duet on that than Leon. He's from near around where I live, and I've absolutely loved his music. He's in a couple of bands, and he's also released a beautiful solo EP called Love is a Colour. So his vocal, just, I always have my sights set on him singing that.
We only have tonight. Can we burn the candle down? Can we burn the candle down? Can we pause at 4 a.m. light a match and start? In the glow of the fireside, whiskey on ice, warmth in your eyes, I can't describe. If we only have tonight, can we burn the candle down? Can we burn? And 4 a.m. light a match and start again. Can we burn the candle down? Can we burn? Can we burn the candle down? Can we burn? Can we burn the candle down? Can we burn? Can we burn? Thank you.
forget? Can we burn the candle down?
Can we burn the candle down? Can we burn the candle down?
And it's a song that I would really, really love to see you play live. And I think there's a lot of opportunities this year, especially to see you play live. You're really active on both the festival and live music scene. In November of this year, you're going to be playing the South Wales country music scene in Newport. Who are some country artists who yourself are looking forward to seeing? What are some maybe Welsh country singers that we should maybe be listening to a bit more?
Oh, there's so many, and I'm not actually sure who's completely on that lineup, because I think they've only released the acoustic stage at the moment. But Finn Pearson, and I'm not sure if he's Welsh, but I've discovered him just from seeing him on the poster, and I've been listening to like loads of his music today. Reno Willow, I think, was his latest one, and it's absolutely gorgeous. But in terms of like Welsh artists in general, there's so many like great artists. Rosie Cales from Pembrokeshire, I've known her like since way back when. She's always been lovely and is an amazing songwriter. There's bands in Swansea, a lot of country bands. There's Hawthorne Avenue, who Marcus and Laura, this duo, and they're absolutely amazing, like stellar musicians, so talented, and so work so hard. What are they called now? They were called Little Folk, and then they changed the name Bowen. There's a duo called Bowen, and they make like country Americana folk music. Yeah, there's just so many artists from Wales. I think it's hard to kind of break out of that into like the main UK scene, and I guess into the country scene in general, but there's a lot of talent going around.
I think when people think of, if we contrast it, when people think of English country music, I think they think of Americana or kind of like country pop. Is Welsh country music kind of like similar, or do they have like a different kind of like sub-genre that they focus on?
I'd say it's similar. I think there's a lot of Welsh folk music, which is obviously, there's a definite sort of crossover between them. There's a band called Climbing Trees who are from the valleys in Wales, and they call themselves Cymricana, which is like Welsh Americana. But yeah, it's not quite country, but there's still like definite crossover. I think there's a lot of like Welsh language folk as well. Artists like Mari Mathias, massive in that scene. So yeah, there is like their own little thing going on, but I think the country music kind of has a lot of crossover with folk in Wales.
Yeah, I think there's definitely as well such a close history between folk music and country music, so it's only natural that a lot of people go and kind of revisit the roots of that. And I think if our listeners are ever heading the Welsh way and want to check you out, there's actually a much earlier opportunity to do so. On the June the 6th, you're going to be opening for Alyssa Bonagura at the Bunkhouse. How excited are you to be part of her tour?
I'm really excited for that. So I'm actually helping to co-promote that as well. So me and my manager run a brand called Rodeo Town, and we were just so excited when Alyssa got in touch about doing a show in Wales. So it's one of the biggest artists I think we've brought to Wales, which is really, really exciting. And to be opening as well is absolutely amazing.
You think I'm a token, so you play me like an arcade. Boy, you better be joking. We're not living in a dark age. 'Cause I'm shredding this guitar and I'm singing out my heart, and the only thing you gotta say is pretty good for a girl, pretty good for a woman, pretty good, but I think you could do better. Just slap a tighter sweater, gotta give you a hand. Pretty good for a girl, pretty good. You pay me no respect. Did you think it was a compliment? not gonna let go. Don't question the money I make. Pretty good for a girl, pretty good for a woman, pretty good and I'm only getting better. So honey, don't you sweat it. Don't need a guy to give me a hand.
Now, the last track you released is a track that I think our listeners can really hope to see perform live. It's a track called Bang Bang, and I absolutely love it because it's such a female-empowered track featuring another artist called Paige Wolf. And I think, to be honest, it's really important, I think, especially in today's kind of time, to see female artists collaborating and come together, especially in country music, and especially on what I like to call, like, the country murder tracks, or, like, just, like, kind of, like, nice female rage with like some banjo in the background, which I absolutely love. What actually inspired you and Paige to write this song though?
This one's I got a funny story actually. So when I released a song called Good for a Girl back in May last year, and I know I needed a female producer to kind of make the point of the song, really hammer that home. And I'd been working with a few. So Katie Ray produced that one. And then I found this amazing producer in right on the border of Wales and England in a place called Monmouth, and she's called Millie Blooms, and we'd connected over a couple of things in the past, but we hadn't really worked together. So when we were, she was like producing the whole album, her and her husband Dan like produced I think 90% of the songs on the album, and we were just kind of finishing up a song, and she was like, I've actually got like this amazing song that I wrote about 10 years ago, which was Bang Bang. So she'd like written a version of that, I think, and Paige had been involved in the like writing process of that back when she was a lot younger. So she said, I don't know if you'd be interested in recording a version of it and just like sort of seeing how it sounds. And I just, it was such a relatable song. It was so like fun. And as you said, like female empowerment, it fitted in so well with the rest of the album that I was like, I would love to do the song. So we made a couple of tweaks and like changed a couple of bits here and there to fit mine and Paige's voices and the style and the thing of my album. So I actually didn't write that one myself, but it was an amazing song that I just connected with, and I'm so happy it ended up on the album.
Yeah, we've got to play that very track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yes, so this is Aleri, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, and this is my latest single, Bang Bang. I hope you enjoy it.
He said
That was Welsh country rising star O'Leary. You can find her on both Instagram and Facebook at O'Leary Online. Mentioned previously, she's going to be supporting Alicia Bonagura on her UK tour at the Bunkhouse in Swansea. That show will be on the 6th of June. Be sure to tune in again next week, where I'll be talking with Misha Fair, a prolific singer-songwriter from America. Her family has had major record label success from RCA to Atlantic Records, so I'm pretty sure she's going to have a few stories to tell. Let's fly over now to the other side of the pond and see what's happening in Guitar Town now. This is Katty Offerman with Barely a Two-Lane Road.
Star, I said, it's the space station, but I didn't care if he knew or not. Pulling out of that Methodist parking lot, had a Sonic Sprite with a vodka shot, and it didn't take long till we were driving on. Barely two lane road, covered in deep potholes, next to some telephone poles in a straight line.
looks kind of familiar, I recognize that. Meeting her eyes, a little scared and unsure, but it ain't there anymore. Cause there's a girl in the mirror with the same sweet face. A few more lies from a few mistakes. Miles behind her and miles to go, but she's got something to show. She had a lot to learn, yeah.
Listen to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music, each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. We just played for you there Brittany Kellogg. She has shared the stage with the likes of Blake Shelton, Eric Paisley, Lee Bryce, Kane Brown, Little Big Town and Keith Urban. You may have also seen her on season 11 and season 12 of American Idol. Now, this next performer is an artist who I would absolutely love to see them as a headlining act for next year's C2C Festival. This is her first solo release since her 2022 album called Remember Her Name. Mickey Guyton is back and she has released this next track. She released it last week to celebrate International Women's Day. The track was written by Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line, Bebe Rexha and Jordan Schmidt. This is Mickey Guyton playing tribute to women all across the world with her newest track called Woman.
Strength. It's more than physical. It's more than faith. It's more than biblical. Every night, every day, all day, making way out of the way. Let me show you what.